I cannot believe I've never been to this place. Oh, it's so beautiful. You know, with the stars shining above us and the snow just lightly falling around. Thank you so much for bringing me here. This is really special to me. Yes, it is indeed. I mean, just look around. It's not just the stars and the snow. There are Christmas lights strung up and the lights from the city are just bouncing off one another. I can't think of a better second date. Although, I do have to ask something. Are you sure that you're doing all right? What do you mean? What do I mean? Oh, really? You're totally fine. That was really convincing. I mean, you're kind of holding on to the railing for dear life. What do you mean, not really? You haven't left the wall once. This was your idea, and you haven't been ice skating before? You wanna explain that logic to me? Well, I mean, yeah, it is romantic, don't get me wrong. But you're all the way over there, and I'm out here with actual living people. No. I am not implying that you're dead. However, you do look like you're scared to death each time you manage to get just a little bit further. I will most definitely not take that back. Don't worry, though. It's cute. Yes, it's very cute. A lot of people would power through it and get annoyed that they couldn't stay up, but you're at least acknowledging that you don't really know what you're doing. Yes. I know that sounded a bit like a backhanded compliment, but I assure you it wasn't me trying to be all sarcastic and whatnot. It just stating it for what it is. Oh. And what is it that you're doing that you know so well? You're taking your time. Okay. You know, maybe, just maybe, there could be a solution to this. Yeah, I believe so. I am suggesting that perhaps we could hold hands. Unless that's weird or it's too early or, you know, whatever. I just, think it's better than sticking to that wall. Besides, I'm a tough girl. I can keep you steady. Yes, very much so. But, like I said, if it's too early, it being our second date and all, I can... I mean, I don't necessarily think it's early, but, you know, let's say it is. Would that be weird to suggest? Actually, you know what? Let me jump around the awkwardness of this moment and... of, you know, just asking that question, and I will just find a solution. Hold on. There we go. And... oh, well, you see, I'm taking my gloves off because, well, I don't really have much of a need for them. Is it freezing? Let's see. Testing. Processing, thinking this over, gathering the rest of the evidence. Conclusion made? Okay. Oh yes, brr, it sure is cold out here. Just listen, you'll know what I'm doing. If only, if only there was someone out there who had a free hand that could be used to keep mine warm. If only. This is when you... oh my goodness gracious, you have a hand? Why thank you, kind stranger. That is sure mighty convenient. Do you mind if I happen to borrow it while we skate around away from the wall? Sounds wonderful. Okay. It's like I'm being smooth or whatnot. you know, something cute like that. That's a first for me, but you know what? It has made you smile, and you're now away from the wall, so I do consider this a success. I'm adorable. Well, thank you. I happen to think you're pretty adorable yourself. Are you alright? See, that's good. You acknowledging that it's easier than you expected is a very good thing. Who knows? We'll have you doing a Lux and an Axel at any moment. What in what? They're figure skating terms. You know, they're different moves, but they're both different types of jumps. You know, this might be... Actually, there's no might about it. This is the first winter-themed date I've ever been on. So I think that might be part of the reason why I find this so special. Yes, really. Whenever I was dating someone, it was mostly during the other seasons, or they just weren't really that interested in doing activities that were festive. Oh no, it's fine. You know, I happen to like you, in case you didn't know. You know, with me accepting second dates and all, so this is much better in many ways. Yes. Even though you have no idea what you're doing, I think it's kind of perfect. Yeah, I think it's perfect. I mean, I already listed the snow and the lights and such, but there also isn't that many people here, so there's plenty of room for us, and, well, I am getting to hold the hand of someone who is pretty darn cute. Plus, as an added bonus, I never thought I would get to go ice skating again. So, as stated before, this is special. Oh, well, you see, I remember when I was growing up and I would watch this movie called Ice Princess constantly, just on repeat. And at the time, all I wanted was to be a figure skater. However, it seemed impossible. But then I actually got to go to a real ice skating rink in the middle of this huge mall. So much fun. Yes, and then, well, I never actually got to go ice skating again. Yeah, I know. Very anticlimactic. I only got to go ice skating because it was in another state while I was visiting family, so when I returned home, there wasn't really a rink close enough. So, realistically, I just couldn't keep up with the hobby. Although, it wasn't really much of a hobby yet, but it could have been. You know. But sometimes I will rewatch that movie and I'll be all smiles because I still find it so incredibly beautiful. Anyways, that was like 15 years ago. Maybe less? I'm not entirely sure. Wait, what? Yes, it is only my second time. But to be fair, the first time that I went ice skating, I really only needed to go along the wall once. And then I just started skating around, feeling free. In fact, okay, can you balance yourself for a moment? Okay, awesome. Okay, so let me see if I can still do this. Okay. Okay, wow, okay, not the best, but it's also not the worst. What do you say? Have I impressed you yet with my little spin? I haven't stopped. You know, you have impressed me too. Oh, absolutely. I mean, kind of crazy actually, because we don't really have that much in common, but I still love hearing you talk about all these things that interest you. And at least from my point of view, there's chemistry here. Although I do think there's one thing missing. Well, because I did a little spin, a cute one at that, I seem to be lacking a much needed hand to hold right now. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Yes. You see, this is much better. So much better. Besides, I really like getting to be out here with you. Sure. Ask away. How could you ask such a thing? Of course, I will definitely catch you when, I mean, if you fall. So, to that I say, have no fear, for I am here. Sorry, that was silly. Well, as long as you think it's cute, then I guess that's all that really matters. Oh, yeah? What else is missing? Must be pretty important if you're stopping us in the middle of the rink. You want to try something? Okay. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like you're about to kiss me. Yeah, that is more than all right. In fact, I've been wanting to kiss you since I first saw you again. Is that strange to say? Okay, good. Wait, oh no, be careful. Wait, no. Okay. Can't believe you brought me down with you. How did you even manage that? We weren't even moving. No, I'm teasing you, really. It's fine. Besides, it makes for a funny story since you literally fell for me. However, there is one problem. It's top secret though. Okay, so just yeah, lean in real close. Okay. There's a big problem. And that is whether or not we can even get back up on our feet. Because for all we know, this could be our final resting place. It would be unfortunate, wouldn't it? However, what? Oh. Well, I mean, I can see why it would make kissing me easier. Especially since you no longer have to focus on balancing, so yeah. I suppose it does make it easier. Ow! Okay, now it's my turn to apologize. I just realized that I've gone and scraped my palm on the fall down. You did not just say that. Okay, you know what? Fine, yes. If only I were wearing gloves. But you know what? It broke the physical contact awkwardness, so I think it was certainly worth that. I liked getting to hold your hand anyway. Ow. Yeah. Okay. I do believe I'm gonna need a bandage for this. Does not seem all that pleasant. Yeah, I'll be fine. Just a little bit of blood. No, it's fine. You don't need to see. Fine. See, it's not too bad, but I should definitely get it covered. Also, people are staring at us. Let them stare. Okay. Wow, you certainly had an easier time standing up than you did while skating around. Yes, I would very much like the assistance, so just be careful of my hand. Thank you. You know, I'm starting to think I might need more than one bandage. Well, I would certainly hope they have some. Although I have to ask. You sure this doesn't put a damper on things? I mean, I would hate if me hurting myself somehow ruined the mood. I mean, no. Possibly. Maybe. Yeah, I guess I am apologizing for getting hurt, but, you know, still. You're certain I didn't ruin the mood? Positive. Okay, I can accept that then. You sure? I mean, I can go up to the front with you. Okay, if you're sure, I'll just be right here. Won't move a muscle. just stare down at my bloody hand and you're okay. Oh, there you are. You know, it has just occurred to me. Well, while you were gone, I did say that I would catch you if you fell, and I have just realized that I failed to do so. I know, I'm just the worst. And instead of me helping you, you are now the one taking care of me. Ow. Yeah, it's just sore. You didn't hurt it or anything, it just hurts to stretch out. Are you just going to take charge of this and fix me all up? Thank you. I will definitely have to make sure that this gets properly cleaned up once I get home. Ow. But this at least fixes the problem for now. Yeah. That's great. You put them on perfectly. And you kissed it better. Aren't you just a sweetheart? Oh, nothing. I'm staring. Sorry. I thought falling out there would be the thing that I remembered most from this day, but I think it's gonna be this moment. Well, I mean, you're being so gentle with me, and it's like you're trying to protect me. I mean, you're even so focused as you were putting the bandage on, like you had to get it just right. No. It's not weird at all. It's memorable and possibly another reason why I like you so much. Yes, you're you, and that in itself is special. I am just the one that's lucky enough to experience it all. Good. I hope you do blush, because it would make you so much cuter. Not that I'm implying you're not cute enough, it just, jeez, okay, awkwardness yet again. Just ignore me, okay. Okay, now you're the one staring at me. I know. I'm beautiful and I smile. Thank you. That sounded more like a question. No, really, thank you. That makes me smile even more. Well, what would you like to do now? I mean, yeah, I'd love to go back out there, but only if you want to. Yeah, it is probably best to wear the gloves. You're not wrong. Wait, you still want to hold my hand? You know, maybe before we head back out there, we could possibly try the whole kissing thing again. It might help to do that while we're sitting instead of out on the ice. Besides, now that my hand is dealt with, even that can't get in the way. Yes, I am absolutely sure. Was a good kiss, wasn't it? Right? Yeah, we can definitely kiss again. Thank you for making tonight so special. You have to do it again? Is that you asking me out on a third date before we've even finished the second one? I say that I would love to go out again. Maybe somewhere a little less dangerous for you, though. Can't have you continue to fall for me. Too late. I mean, I guess that's alright too, because at least it's shared. You ready? Okay. Here you go. My hand is all yours. Yes. All yours. Well, would you look at that? You are already doing better. Hey, I made you laugh, okay? So that's all that matters. Yes. Hey, you're supposed. Give me that hand back. Because I am insisting. Come on. Yes. So you can kiss on the ice. That is very good to know. Yeah, it's great. Come on.